Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Full Coverage.
Today's topic is going to be a juicy one.
You guys, this main topic today, ma'am, it is basically about, do we think that celebrity brands, are they a cash grab?
Or are they a passion project?
Or both. Or are they both? That is a real question. Also, can you guys, if you guys are watching on YouTube, ooh, can you see there's a little bit of a different setting that we're in? My hand's in Laura's camera.
I'm like, hey guys.
So right now we're in Laura's place now, where we basically finally set up our own little podcast studio.
So we're at the Nitty Patootie headquarters. And we obviously have upstairs offices. And what better place to film a podcast?
Honestly, it's perfect. And like, we wanted to like set, like, we have wallpaper, we have like, you know, little couches. We are like waiting for our neon sign, like all these different things.
So it's like halfway done, this space. Mm-hmm. But if you guys give us a little more time, it's going to look better and better and better. This is our first time shooting here, so we're still like zhuzhing it out.
We're zhuzhing. Yeah, we're currently zhuzhing. So you have to wait for our zhuzh to get in. For our zhuzh to zhuzh. But today's main topic is going to, of course, be about brands. But we kind of wanted to start off our first part of the podcast talking about Gabby Petito. Because
Gabrielle Petito.
It's a huge story going on right now, and it's devastating, to be honest.
It's horrifying, it's devastating, it's shocking. There's a couple different points to make at the story, but absolutely, we briefly want to talk about it and like let you guys know what's going on in the world.
In case you have no idea, like especially because like I see a lot on like Twitter. Let's say if you don't have Twitter, maybe you don't even know what's going happening on in the first place.
So Gabrielle, I looked her up because I'll be honest, I hadn't heard of her before this.
I hadn't either.
She is actually an Instagram blogger. She had 700,000 followers. She had only posted one video on YouTube and she wanted to start a van life. Like going across.
Oh,
yes,
okay. Okay.
Going across the country in a van.
She's very in.
Yeah. Right now. Very in right now. Yeah. It is van with her life. Boyfriend mm-hmm. who she wanted to go with her. What's his name? Brandon?
I'm not exactly sure what his name is.
I'm going to look it up, but because I tweeted his name. I just can't remember. Okay. Brian. I'll look it up.
Brian, Brandon, BJ.
She bought the van. They fixed it up. They're going for months and months, and they have been going. So they live in Florida. She's originally from New York, but they live in Florida with her man. Oh, his name is...
So you did like a deep dive on the life.
Oh, I know. I know things.
She knows things.
Brian Laundry is her man.
Okay. He got some dirty laundry.
Oh, honey, ma'am. A mess.
Okay, so keep going, keep doing.
So they're going on this van trip across the country. Mm-hmm. Now they did obviously have a relationship on the rocks because someone called in the police, saw them in the van and saw him hitting her, slapping
her. You're kidding.
And they played the recording of the police call where a civilian was like, hey, I'm seeing in this white van, you know, this man is beating this woman. Like, I'm calling the police. You know, you guys need to check it out. The police go there. They check it out. There's his cam footage of her crying and all, but neither party wanted to press charges.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So neither Gabby or him.
Right.
They didn't want to like, okay.
They were like, let us both go. We're good.
Okay. Got it.
Big mistake there because I believe it was a day to 2 days later in Wyoming when Gabby went missing and Brian drove back to Florida by himself without her.
In the van. So you see a couple fighting. Mm-hmm. Suddenly she's missing and he's back in Florida. See,
without her.
The math ain't mathin'.
And he lawyers up real quick.
Right, as soon as he gets back. I heard that he like lawyered, boom.
And so then they do find her remains in Wyoming. So it is confirmed Gabby was murdered. They don't know now how she was murdered or how she died. They don't know yet.
They just found remains.
So I'm sure they'll come out with more soon, but they don't know. Brian, however, is now missing. And people are really frustrated with police because they're like, you had him at his parents' house in Florida.
Yeah.
You know, he was the main suspect and you didn't take him in and now he's gone. And they are suspiciously suspecting. What is it? They're suspecting that his parents helped him.
Oh, got it. Okay. So parents, like suspicious about it.
Like,
I'm like, baby, if you're a flight risk, don't let him go.
Exactly. But that's not a fact that his parents helped him. So I just want to say speculation.
His parents
helped him escape. Now they did. So he was in Florida. They did see him traveling throughout Alabama. I said, girl, let me pack my bags.
Not your hometown.
Girl, I'm on
my
way.
Not Bama. No way. Mm-hmm. We need a speculation button for the pod.
Speculation.
The story is horrifying. And someone did bring up a good point to this. They're like, it's interesting how whenever someone, I guess, of status goes missing, everybody makes a big case out of it. But people go missing every day and no one really cares.
And no one even has any idea.
We don't even know. So I do think this is a good time to bring up. Maybe we should care equally across the board and share more information when people go missing.
Constantly.
Because for everyone. I can't imagine how devastating it is for family members. I cannot even fathom what it must be like.
I saw this thing on Twitter. I was scrolling Twitter and it said that in the area that Gabby had went missing, that there were around 700 indigenous women who had also went missing from like 2011 to 2020.
700
in those 10 years. And they had just went missing. Like no idea what happened to them. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how does that? And like, the thing is, how does that almost like go under the radar?
That is absolutely insane.
Because it's horrible. It's absolutely, and like, obviously, I'm assuming that it's more of a coincidence. Like, and I personally think that Gabby's man
killed her. I think Gabby's man murdered her.
Me too.
I think she was fully in a domestically violent relationship that she kept under wraps for whatever reason, and it got too far, and he ended up murdering her, and now he's on the run. That's what I think.
I think so too. I don't think that people go on the run and go missing when they're innocent.
Exactly.
I'm just saying. I'm like, because people are like, I tweeted about it too, and people in my comments were like, well, the cops can be like very coercive and da da da. And I'm like, the thing is, there's a difference between a cop being interrogating you and feeling like kind of like and going on the run.
He's literally running.
You're running. And, there's a huge difference.
You know, he went on the run as soon as they found her body.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because the thing is with murder cases, you can't have a case without a body, but it's almost impossible to incriminate someone if right. you don't have the body. But right. once they find the body, it is go time.
They can find evidence on it, like fingernails, yeah. like all that
then,
kind of stuff.
Then it's time for like, you're going to get caught.
We are two FBI agents right now.
That's we're honestly, currently agents. I don't want to be a YouTuber anymore. Listen, I get asked the question uh-huh. all the time. If you weren't doing what you're doing, what would you be doing? FBI detective.
I want to work at Area 51.
I almost went to criminal justice when I was in college because no. I didn't want to do police.
Laura's
work.
Actually Dexter.
I wanted it to
Laura's
be like
actually
more like
Dexter.
Dexter vibes, but then I quickly realized the reality of that and yeah. then I would actually have to do
there's like levels
like
to
police
it.
Stuff and I uh-huh. have zero interest no. in that, like not even one drop.
No, nope, a droplet.
I said, "Girl, same. Change it to marketing." Yeah. Get me out of here.
I'm not even going to fucking
no.
graduate.
Absolutely not. But yeah.
I can't imagine doing police work.
Oh, me either.
Because honestly, I do also feel like for them too, because I understand like there's a lot of things that are probably really hard.
There's like, probably a lot so that we don't things. Understand because a lot yes. of people are really pissed at the cop that pulled them over. But right. if neither party wants to file charges on each yeah. other, can he legally pursue
I think it's more
it?
So the legal system's corrupt.
Okay.
That's like what yeah. I feel, because like yeah. I think there's like these weird loopholes that happen. And like right? even like for police officers, like if they don't like have, let's say, cause or something, and like what can they really do in those moments?
Yeah.
Or like the antithesis of that, where it's like they have no cause and they're pulling people over for just because racial profiling.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it just in general, it's more so like the legal system is like correct. What needs reform.
Totally.
And I mean, this is my personal opinion. I just think that
dude,
there's definitely
so many things need reform because yeah. everything is like about a dollar sign and everything's corrupt.
Yeah.
Like even watching Dr. Death, like how the medical system's yes, totally Dr. corrupt Death. And how they hide things so hospitals don't get sued. It's like uh-huh. really just everything is so
you were telling me all about yeah. Dr. Death.
Everything. We're going to talk about that. In another episode.
Okay, you guys, Laura, like we were kind of talking to you about like other podcast episodes, just like kind of what we want to do. And like there was one that we were thinking, like, what if we did like a murder case or some kind of like yeah. weird case happening?
I would
for
love
one
to
episode.
If you guys want to know about Dr. Death, it happened in Texas. I would mm-hmm. love for me and Manny to break
Laura
down.
Laura is a huge, like true crime
huge
person. Like
I dig
since
deep.
The day I've met her, yeah. she's been like this. And so I'm always filled in because she fills me in on mm-hmm. everything going
I'll,
on.
I'll like send him voice notes. Manny's like, okay, cool. And I'll like keep sending him voice notes throughout the day yeah. about a murder a situation, case. A case. And he's like, why do I know everything?
I'm like, I want to talk about dragons. And Laura's like, stop it. We're talking about true crime. And we're talking about death.
Death.
Yeah. So that's like kind of what we were thinking about doing. Like, what if we did like one a month about something like that?
You guys let
or like
us
bringing
know
it up in a segment
think,
and like bringing it up in a
I
segment.
I would love to talk about it.
We are also like loving being able to upload it on YouTube, by the way, the pod.
Yeah.
Because it's fun because we can actually like see comments and like use that for like just our future for the pod.
It also helps us all the different advice you guys give.
Yeah.
It's
and
fun.
We're really, really appreciative. And we saw a lot of comments about people like wanting to actually send in
the
secrets with
notes.
The voice notes.
Today we're going to do trivia at the end of today's
yes.
episode.
Yes.
So we're going to switch it up, but we will be back with the voice notes.
Yes, I think we're going to try to figure out how to do that where we can like have you send us voice notes.
We're waiting on like this board where you can play it through it so it'll come through the mic and ooh, it'll sound yeah. really good. So just hold tight for that.
I didn't even know that we were waiting for that. I had no idea that was a thing.
We are waiting on that.
Laura and Tyler are very good. Like Tyler is he's actually here.
Yes.
Tyler's here helping us, like doing everything.
Running the show.
We love Tyler in this
we
household.
Do. He did all of our setup and stuff.
Yeah, he too. Did it all. Like he's the one fixing all this and like he'll be reading off the questions
he's
later
the best.
On in trivia.
Should we jump into celebrity brands?
Yes. Ooh. Let's do it, honestly. Let's go and jump right into the celeb.
So
brands.
Manny, what is a celebrity brand?
To me, celebrity brands are basically brands that you feel like the celebrity is a founder of the brand. Where it's like, let's just use an example, like Fenty Beauty by Rihanna. Like, you know, Rihanna's the one that's the face of the brand. That's mm-hmm. usually what is the face of the brand. Whether they're the founder or they are the just face of it or some capacity, it's their brand.
You know what's interesting? I noticed a lot of blog posts and a lot of people consider when a celebrity collaborates with another brand, yeah. such as Ashley Tisdale collaborating with BH Cosmetics. They do the write-up and they consider that them to be the brand owner of that brand.
But that's not what it is.
And like Kesha me, with Hip Dot.
Yes, but to me, that's like
it's licensing. A collaboration. It's licensing. Yeah. It's a collaboration. I wouldn't say they're the brand owner of that collab. I would say that that's a collab.
Like
brand.
they've obviously like are a part of it in some way, and like they've probably been in the process.
When you collabed with Makeup exactly. Geek, you didn't own Makeup Geek.
No.
And when I collabed with Violet Voss, I didn't own, it was a collab. And yeah. it's the same for them, but I notice in a lot of the traditional write-ups, they mm-hmm. consider it a brand.
But it's not that. It's not. That's at least that's not what we're considering a brand, a celebrity brand. We're considering more so like you are the face of the entire brand. You own part of the brand. Even if you have huge investors behind you, which most of these brands do.
I would say all of them.
All of them, you're probably right. All of them
I don't
do.
Know one that really doesn't.
I don't either. Actually, right? don't know. Most of the time, it's more so like you have a humongous backing behind you and a yeah. big company wants to use your face and use your
to
likeness.
To create this brand.
To create a brand. And by the way, when I say the word likeness, I've said it before a couple times. It's basically using the image of who you are to sell product.
There you go.
Is what likeness
that
is.
Like the you simplest win.
It's like the simple terms.
You could ever say that.
Yeah, it's like you're using someone's face Sorry, and who they are. No, I'm finessing with my
I'm
too.
Like just, looking at the mic. You have to and see it's how like it is. Right here. And so I like keep trying to lowering it or like look up. So sorry. Then, I'll get used to it and I'll quit touching it. Just
and this is for our visual watchers.
For our visual our watchers. I listeners. Keep touching the mic and getting on people's nerves.
Oh my God. But yeah, so that's basically what a celebrity brand would be. It's a huge celebrity in the traditional world. This isn't like an influencer brand
thing. We're gonna separate.
I think if you guys are liking this topic, we should definitely do an influencer version of it.
Yes. But today we're gonna separate influencers from traditional celebrities.
This is all about traditional celebrities and what we think about them and if we think it's a cash grab.
All right. So we kind of broke down what it is. Mm. So my thing is, in the past 3 years, we've seen more celebrity makeup brands specifically pop up than we've ever in our lifetime.
A boom.
Like a boom. And the thing is, big investors, their job is to run numbers, to see what's hot, what's selling, what do they need to create, what do they need to invest in? Because they have all this money and their job is to create and basically get people to sell it for them. So that's what Absolutely. We do with celebrities. So makeup, the market hit so hard and the sales went up. I think it was like 800%. Like it was like crazy, like 16, 17, 18, like makeup
right,
sales.
Right, right,
so all these big investors, Kendo, gosh, there's so many.
Oh my God, huge. Seed. Cody.
Spats, Cody.
There's
literally Estee Lauder, Forma.
There's so many.
All these big investors want to gobble jump up. On. They want to gobble it up. They want to get the coin.
The reason that we kind of wanted to bring it up because Ariana Grande is coming out with her own line. And it's coming out soon, Baby, Rem Beauty.
Kanye West is coming out with his own.
Oh my God,
Girl,
I forget.
I can't make this up. Yeah, we're going to dive into that.
Kanye, why the flying fuck are you coming out with a beauty line that is trademarked for concealer, foundation, like palettes? Like it's literally
it's
like
actually a makeup line.
This isn't like a skincare brand with some like a nail polish.
Right.
It's a full-blown beauty
it's
line.
It's a beauty line.
And I'm like,
he has
why?
Trademarked for a beauty line. So that's we want to dive into this and kind of like talk about like what it's all about and like where your money's going and like what our thoughts are behind each celebrity brand.
Okay,
so
guys.
Basically, big investors, they see a big move in makeup. So what do they need to do? They need to get people to sell that their product they want to invest in. So what do? You grab people. So Kendo is like a notorious. They're like honestly one of the top of the line investors. Yep. If Kendo's investing in you, they invested in Kat Von D, Marc Jacobs.
Yep.
Anybody you've seen, Pat McGrath.
Ula
Henriksen.
Wait, did they do Pat McGrath?
I don't think they did Pat McGrath.
You're like, I don't know.
Let me look
I don't,
up.
No, I don't think they did.
I'm going to look up who did Pat McGrath.
I think Pat McGrath. It was actually a different company.
Pat McGrath has one of my favorite celebrity brands, by the way.
But she's also like a celebrity artist.
Makeup artist.
That's like I would say.
Also, no wonder.
I would say makeup artist brands are different from celebrity brands.
Yeah, different you're right.
from influencer
like
brands.
Like Patrick, Tom, Mario.
Exactly. I feel like that. Like, see, for me, I love.
You're right. Is investment from, it's spelled EURA, Zeno Brands, that they are the majority shareholder. They own $60 million to become the majority share owner of Papagraph Labs.
$60 million or $600 million?
60.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't she valued at $1 billion, though?
It says right here in the first lab, FYI, experts say the Papagraph Labs is now worth $1 billion. So, girl slaying, but I love her makeup.
It's fucking girl, fantastic.
It's like top of the line.
It's fucking fantastic.
But I agree, like actual makeup artists who started is a little different than like celebrities putting their names and licensing out their names.
See, the thing is for me, celebrities that come out with their makeup lines, a lot of the times aren't doing their own makeup or know a ton about makeup.
They just put their name on it.
They just put their name on it because they want to get that quick
grab.
Check.
That's it's a cash grab.
But then there's celebrities that do have makeup on. Let's just say About Face by Halsey. Halsey does her makeup every time she does anything.
No way.
She's like a huge artist. She does her own makeup. Like literally all her campaign shoots, she's doing her own makeup for them.
That's amazing.
And like all her cover art.
It's more of a passion project.
For her, I would feel, especially since I've met Halsey and talked about it with her, I do feel like it was definitely a passion project because she's like, I literally do my makeup every time
you know
I do photoshoots, everything
is,
like that.
I think is a passion project. I think Rihanna's is.
I think so too.
Because I know she has this big investor, Kendo, that makes all this amazing stuff for her. Uh-huh. Kendo is an investor, like we were saying, of a lot of the big names in Sephora. Yep. But Rihanna is always coming out with stuff and she's always wearing her makeup.
And she's involved.
She is.
And she's always been a glam girl.
She's always been a glam girl. I literally see her wearing her makeup.
All the time.
Like her
You can tell.
Line.
Like that gold highlighter she's wearing. All the, like you, I see her do
her
it.
Brand. Like I feel like she's very involved.
Me too. I think that there's a huge difference between there's a difference in my mind, like as a celebrity brand coming out, making a brand, and they're literally just like, put my name on it. I don't give a fuck about what goes on. Like, I just want the check. Or there's brands like Rihanna, who I feel are actually genuinely involved.
What about Kylie? Kylie is owned. Okay, let's jump into Kylie.
Let's jump into Kylie.
A little backstory. She is owned by Spats.
Yes, was.
Was owned by
She was started.
So Spats is a lab here in California. They're a huge makeup lab, and they also started the brand ColourPop. So Spats is ColourPop. It's a makeup lab that created a makeup line, which is pretty interesting because not a lot do that. Oprah is also one that did that. Oprah is a makeup lab in Miami or Florida, Miami area, and they created the makeup line Oprah. So a lot of times makeup lines, because it's so easy for them, why wouldn't they do it?
If they can make stuff in house and not have to worry about like all these outsourcing things, and like, why not create a brand?
So Spats did Kim, they did Kylie. So that's why a lot of times people will call Kylie makeup ColourPop makeup.
Right.
It is the same.
Because it's kind of the same shit.
It is.
Well, at least at the beginning, she got acquired, but in the beginning.
Now it won't be.
No, now it won't be. That. I mean, she's getting sued.
Yeah, so now she's getting sued.
You know, we'll hit the suing after this short little break.
Let's take a little break. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
A fact check running right now on Spats and Seeds.
Yes. Tyler, thank you for our fact check. We're fact checking.
Checking. But anyway, so they create this makeup line. I think in the beginning, Kylie was really involved.
I do too.
I don't think she has anything to do with it pretty much now that they sold to Coty. I don't really see her as involved on social.
She's I don't just either.
Like, whatever.
I think it's more so like, I think people will present her an idea. She's like, yes or no.
Exactly.
I don't think that she's over here being like, this is my great idea about coming out with this product.
Yeah.
I think in the beginning, like when she came out with lip kits, I think that's what it was. I think that she was much more involved. She was like very, very honed in on, especially with like the lips and the beauty scene. Remember, like she was like selling out like Whirl lip liner from MAC.
I feel like she would like talk a lot about
it was a lipstick, I remember.
Wearing the product, creating the product earlier on in her brand. And now, not so much of that. She's just like,
acquired. She got acquired
It sold.
And it was a big acquisition. It was like, what, $600 million?
Yeah, for Coty Labs.
51%.
If you guys don't know Coty, they own CoverGirl. They own a ton of big brands.
They're huge. A big investor.
They're a big investor.
Comes in and will, like, you know, invest in your company.
Coty also bought some of Kim Kardashian. So Coty... she sold 51% share to Coty for $600 million. KKW sold 20% share for $200 million to Coty. So Coty owns both of them, and there was a deal in
They have a share in it.
They have a share, a big share. But they had a deal in there where you can't, Spats or Seed, the lab was like, you can't keep using our formula if you do sell off the shares.
No trade secrets. So the reason that Seed is suing, or Spats is suing, is because like, they suing Kylie Cosmetics, essentially, is like, you cannot give away our trade secrets of what we do behind the scenes, because that's literally like our thing. Mm-hmm. Like we're like this, we're our own lab.
And if someone else is going to own majority share, you got to do your own formula.
Exactly. Why do you guys think that Kylie had to reformulate and come out with her whole line? And now Kim's doing the exact same thing.
Because they got in a lawsuit because they didn't change the formula when they were supposed to.
Exactly.
I have no idea what went on in that.
I want to know. Like, I want to be a fucking fly on that motherfucking wall.
For real. Good Lord. We wouldn't know what to do with ourselves.
We would have no idea.
Okay. So we have that brand. I think Kylie enjoyed it. Passion project.
Same.
It quickly turned into like, okay, cool. We got our coin. We sold it. Now let it be what it is.
I mean, now she's up here with Kylie Baby. Kylie Swim, Kylie Skin.
Baby, Kylie Skin. What's next?
Fuck me.
I mean, let me be real. The Kardashian Jenner, they're all business women.
They know how to make money.
They know how to make
money. They know how to make fucking money. And they know how to stay in the limelight enough to where they can make that money continuously.
Yes. So that's what it's always going to be.
The Kylie Baby stuff looks really adorable, though.
Yeah.
Like that pink to...
Well, some people DM me because they were talking about our last episode. They're like literally exploiting her child.
Oh my God.
Yeah. A lot of people DM me.
You're so right about that, actually. Mm-hmm. Or the people DMing you are like absolutely correct. Like she's literally coming out with an entire baby line based on the fact that she has a baby now.
Stormy's in the photo shoots.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
For advertising.
Also, also there was no way that Stormy wouldn't be able to be in the shoots for that.
And there's also, Stormy's going to be getting the biggest check ever, no matter what. Like, I don't feel like she's going to get neglected out of money.
I think Stormy's so set
I think
for life.
She's so set, that honestly.
She might be, you know, being used in these photos and stuff like that, but baby, she is so set.
So set. obsessed.
And you know, and like honestly, I'm like obsessed with Stormy. I think she's the cutest baby in the entire freaking world. She is. And I think that again, she's just set for life. And that she, I don't think that she, like, I don't think we have to worry about Kylie. I feel like Kylie's a good mom. That's just my my personal opinion.
I feel like they are.
I just like they're taken care of. And I don't think that she's over here like forcing Stormy to do all these things.
She doesn't put Stormy that much on socials either. She doesn't. And like Snap. And like it's all pretty under wraps. So, you know.
And the last episode I had said, I called Stormy's mom Kendall. But I meant Kylie.
I didn't even hear you do it.
No, I saw a couple comments and I was like, I meant Kylie this whole time. Because Kylie is, you know, she is like she's the celebrity. She's the person. Like,
right.
Because she has Stormy does not mean that, you know, she didn't start that way. She didn't get famous from Stormy.
Stormy got famous from Mama.
Stormy got famous from Mama.
And Dad.
And Dad, exactly. So that's why I'm like, well, you know, I think that
it makes it a little different.
Yeah. It's a different story.
All right, let's talk about House Labs and Gaga.
You guys, I mean, we actually have a little bit of a list. We thought it would be kind of fun to do down. Go down a list to kind of rate different celebrity brands to be like, are they iconic? Do they need a little bit of help? What's the tea? What's going on?
So we said number one, if you're rated a one, you're iconic.
So we also have our boards. So we use these boards right now.
Well, then people can't hear us, so we'll have to verbally say it too.
No, we'll say it too. Okay. We will absolutely say it too.
Mm. Thank you.
So we have it. So we have, what is it? The scoring system. We have our scoring system here. Okay. We're going to be writing it down because we are curious ourselves.
If they get a number one, they're iconic.
Iconic.
If they get a number two, they're pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay. Could be better, but pretty good.
No, number three is could be better.
Okay. Three. Okay. Gotcha.
And number could four be better. Is not a fan.
Gotcha.
So let's do four. Fenty.
Ooh. Okay. So we should just kind of go down the list and just see what let's we think of.
We can also banter on what,
you know what?
We think about each brand.
I need to erase my board because I wrote down the one through four like an idiot. So Fenty, so this is for Fenty. What we think of Fenty's iconicness?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna write down my letter right now. Cool.
All right, Fenty.
Reveal. Fenty's iconic to me.
They're like one of the most iconic.
They're number one. Fenty is iconic. She's an icon. She's a legend. I feel
like they're doing the brand right.
I also feel like, okay, this is like my, again, personal opinion. I feel like a lot of celebrity brands coming out now are trying to use Fenty as like their blueprint.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when Fenty came onto the scene, why wouldn't they? I feel like when Fenty came onto the scene, they saw a huge, I mean, the amount of money that Rihanna's earned from Fenty is actually shocking.
Yeah.
And so I can only imagine that all these other celebrities like, oh, well, if Rihanna can do it, so can we. But again, Rihanna struck when the iron was hot.
She struck while the iron is hot and she did it right.
And she did it right and she was so inclusive. And now I feel like a lot of brands are trying to do these like 50 shade range things because I feel like, again, Fenty was a blueprint.
Yeah. Okay, Kylie.
Kylie Cosmetics? Okay, Kylie Cosmetics. I'm going to write down number one for me.
I think it's pretty good. I don't think it is an iconic brand like in the world. Like it's the most like known about thing ever. But as far as my opinion on the brand, I give it a two.
When it comes to opinion, I would say two. But when it comes to actually like what I think about the brand, I would say number one, because again, Kylie was one of the beginning. She was one of the blueprints. I feel like she was really, really involved in the beginning. And I just would say overall that she would have a iconic brand status by this point. A lot of brands, I think a lot of also celebrities see Kylie as a blueprint for
absolutely
their own brands. 100%.
Okay, Gaga, House Labs. I'm putting...
Wait. Don't reveal yet. Okay, I'm trying to think.
Okay, listen. Gaga House Labs, it launched recently. You know, I'll let you...
Okay, I'm done. Three! Yeah. We both give her threes!
It needs work. The brand needs work. I don't think Gaga is attached to it as much as I need her to be.
For me, I have so much, I believe in them. Like I do, I love Gaga. I've been a fucking huge fan of Gaga for my fucking life. Like I'm obsessed with her.
Same.
But I think it's hard when I don't see a lot of her essence in the brand.
I don't see a lot of her essence. And Gaga is known for makeup looks. She is a really good makeup artist and she's like known for her looks. So I do think it's cool that she came out with a makeup line. I was really excited for her. I do like quite a few products from the brand, but the overall like story, the overall launches, the branding, it feels like she's disconnected
from it.
It feels
like there's been a little bit of a miss in some of the things, some of the opportunities. I feel like there could have been more opportunities for more extravaganza in a way.
Right.
But I feel like there has been a couple misses. I'm hoping that because I think a lot of people talk about this, actually. I think this is like a known thing for house labs. And I'm hoping that they're seeing that and they're taking it and moving forward.
There's
with it.
Always time to like elevate it.
Absolutely. You can always do better.
I just wish like she was more of it. Like I like Rihanna, like, I don't know. I'm not trying to compare.
You see that she's engraved
yes.
in her brand.
Yes. And it's yep. like Gaga. I'm like, I never like know if she's wearing her brand or when mm-hmm. she is. And it's like, they always just post these like stage photos of her yeah. on this. I don't know. It's like, where's a video of her making the product, or where's a video of her trying her product, or where's yeah. a video of her? Never. So there's a bit of disconnect, and I would say I think the product launches could be a little stronger, but yeah. it's not a horrible brand. It just needs work.
And the quality of the stuff has been really good.
The quality actually, is great.
Really, really good. But again, it's more so about the aesthetic too, has to match mm-hmm. what the Gaga. Quality is and match Gaga.
I think Fenty and Kylie match them so well.
Oh, me too. But this is why I think that's why I gave them ones. Yeah. So I feel like they're in that iconic status where it's like doesn't. It matches to me. Gaga's doesn't match for me as well. Mm-mm. But I think it'll, there's always time. There's always hope. There's always time. I'm a huge fan of Gaga and I want the best for them.
All right, let's do KKW.
Okay, KKW. Okay. Oh my God. Ready for the reveal? Number, yes. What the fuck? I also gave number it a number two.
We gave it a two. It's pretty good. The thing is, it's not as big as Kylie's, and that's fine. Yep. I think Skims is Kim's main passion project.
Dude, Skims is like fucking wild.
I've literally spent thousands of dollars.
Have you?
That. I'm like so unwell. It's my favorite. I love
Skims. I also like just saw this video they just posted with Courtney and Megan.
Oh, they're so hot.
And they're so fucking hot. I
also,
was like,
she's
oh,
a freaking what? Marketing genius for she's putting genius. Them. She's like, genius. Let me snatch them.
She's like,
quick.
I know these. I know these people. Like, people really love and miss Courtney and Megan together. So I'm a huge. But I see the thing is, with Kim's brand, I actually do like a lot of the stuff. The quality is good.
And she's literally wearing her makeup on IG mm-hmm. story, like always wearing
promoting
her makeup,
it
talking
constantly.
About it, constantly promoting. Like she's a big part of that brand.
But also like when you look at the brand, it gives you Kim.
It gives
like,
you
because
Kim.
It's not the most avant-garde, like it's the most Kim. Like crazy shit, but it gives you like this really, really pretty soft, like neutral vibe. And that's so what Kim is.
And she uses her brand more than Kylie uses hers. Like she it, like yeah. is more
she's
part
involved.
Of her. She's more.
Do you remember
involved.
When we like literally have been to dinner with her?
We literally went to her house.
We went to her fucking house.
Like she
like
is
she's
so involved.
Involved. Like
in
she
that
wants
brand.
It to be amazing and she wants it to succeed.
Yeah. So we.
I would give her a two.
I'll give all her right, a two. Halsey about face.
Okay. Ready? Tell me when you're ready. 1, 2, 3. Ooh, I gave a two.
Okay, the only reason I was going to say it's not quite a one because it's not as iconic.
It just hasn't
like
been around as long.
Exactly.
I think it's
not
time.
Like Fenty. You cannot say
this
it's
is,
like Fenty.
This is why
like,
I gave it a two is because I feel like she can get to that iconic level. It's a newer brand for me.
It
so
is.
So for me, it's not at a one yet because it's too new.
And it's a different brand. And yeah. sometimes, not all the time, but whenever you, because her liquid lipsticks are some of my favorites. I uh-huh. wear them all the time. Uh-huh. But a lot of her products, they are different products. It's kind of like a different
She just
brand.
Came out with an entire like glitter line for your brows.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
Like, this is like sickening, cool,
it's unique, so
unique, weird
cool,
things.
But sometimes it doesn't reach Kylie's level because of the products that she's coming out with.
Well, the thing is, it's just not been, so Kylie's been around for so long that it's gotten to this iconic level.
I think Kylie's
that,
though was iconic the day she launched it. Like that was
because
all
the,
you heard about.
But because it was like the lip situation because
and
everyone's
then
so consumed.
Was too though.
Yeah, because it's Rihanna.
Exactly, but then I feel like Halsey's super famous.
Oh my God, absolutely.
Like some of her launches are so different. There's nothing wrong with that. We can't all come out with the exact same thing, but I feel like that's why it's not mm-hmm. as talked about.
I actually
about.
Really appreciate the fact that she's coming out with these really different launches.
Yeah, it's refreshing.
Because like it's so unique, it's so different, and it's like I enjoy getting to see a glitter liner for the brows. Like you don't see this kind of shit around.
And her liquid lipsticks are interesting too.
Yeah.
Like everything's really
interesting. The componentry
is uh-huh.
super interesting and really cool. For me, I feel like the aesthetic matches her.
Yeah.
And this is
why I
love it.
That's
why I
want to give her like
it.
A 1-2 because yeah. it's something so great, but the brand isn't as popular or as big as theirs. So that's why I'm lean into the 2.
I'm giving a 2.
I don't feel like it's because of Halsey. I just feel like some of the products are so different. So sometimes it's hard for the mass majority to jump on board with it. So that's why like Fenty came out like foundations and concealers
right.
easily
boom, right away.
Jump on board with.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's
the only reason, but I do appreciate it.
I love it. I think it's fantastic. And I really think that she will get to iconic status soon. It just takes time.
Millie Bobby Brown, Florence Beauty.
Okay, are you ready to reveal? So no. You revealed a four and I revealed a four.
Let me tell you, Millie, I'm your biggest fan. I'm a fangirl.
I'm a huge fan of Millie.
I feel like whoever has invested in your makeup line is a flop. I'm saying it. Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat. This is a podcast. I'm going to say it. It's a flop.
It's a flop. For me, it's also a flop because I feel like the products themselves are bad. Are a flop.
That's it. The product quality is bad.
And like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, and I understand that she's catering towards teens. We are not teens. So maybe for teens, it's like better.
Erin hates it.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Which she doesn't speak for every teenager out there. Right. Because you got to think Item Beauty just came out with Addison Rae.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's like she has some really.
And she's catering to teens. But it's like aesthetic and it's like cute and there's products, there's honestly some products in there that I freaking love from Ida Beauty.
Freaking good products. I'm so like, this bitch, one this is, it's not nice. Bad because it's for teens. It's no, bad because totally. the quality isn't good. Sucks.
And also I don't love the componentry.
I don't love the marketing around it.
I don't
love
the marketing as well. But like it is a very, do you know what's crazy is that even though it's a four for me, it's still a very successful brand.
Is it?
Which is the gag. Like I it literally like that. Bitch, the amount of likes that they get on their Instagram.
Oh really?
Are like shocking to me.
Well, for good a brand for her. Page. That makes me happy for her.
Yeah, and I'm happy
for her. I want
I'm
more for her, though. I do. I want more for Millie Bobby Brown. Yeah. I feel like if Millie got an opportunity like Addison did with Item Beauty, it could be so much cooler and so much bigger because I feel like Addison's line was done right, and I don't feel like Millie Bobby Brown's was done correctly.
I just don't like the mark. Again, I don't like the marketing for it. I don't really like that lavender color.
No.
I don't like any of that kind of stuff.
I've tried a bunch of the products. None of them
have worked for you.
Well, they're just like not good. Like I wear BB cream. I wear skin tints. Yeah. It's not a good one.
Yeah. No, I agree. I've tested many of the things and I don't like them. So four for me, sadly.
Drew Barrymore, Flower Beauty.
Flower? Okay, we're writing down for Flower right now. We're going to do a little reveal. One, two, three, go. One! We both won.
Let me tell you, you want to talk about somebody invested in their brand?
Baby.
I would say Drew is one of the most invested people. All she wears.
Yep.
Drew also does her own makeup.
The cool thing about Drew, too, is I feel like she is so invested in her brand.
So invested.
And I can tell, even though it's called Flower Beauty, I know it's Drew's immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even though I don't, like, you know, it's just very, very, like, honed in on how I feel like Drew is.
I feel like the brand's good, though.
The quality of the shit, you guys.
Is so good. It's like, available at Walmart. You guys should try it. They've done a great job with Flower Beauty.
Remember when we met her too?
She is the nicest.
The downest ass person.
Down ass bitch.
She's a down ass bitch. Seriously.
She's D-A-B. So cool. She's so D-O-B. Cool. She loves that brand. She wears that brand every day. Yep. And she does her own makeup
and
with
it. Tests it. Like she is like the one out there testing the products. And for me, when it comes to like celebrities, if they're the ones out there testing the shit and like the PD people, product development people, for those who don't know that, the PD people coming to your fucking house and like doing that shit, incredible. Like for her to actually be doing that and testing, I'm like, I just don't see a lot of celebrities doing that.
Me either.
So I love it. She's the one for me.
Selena Rare Beauty.
Rare Beauty? Okay, let's see. Rare. I'm writing down. Ready? Go.
I give one.
I did two.
Is it a kendo brand? I'm going to Google that.
No, no.
Who is Rare?
Who is Rare? Tyler. Tyler, what do you tell us?
He's looking it up.
I'm pulling up the microphone to my ear, and you're going to be telling us exactly who does Rare. I forgot. I feel like I know who it is, too. I'm so annoyed.
We both give her one. I think Selena is very involved with this brand. I will say this. I know Selena stans are out there. I don't think she's known for makeup looks, so I'll be honest. I was a little surprised to see her come out with a makeup line. If she did skincare or something, I feel like I would be more like,
it would have made more sense.
It would have made more sense to me. But like, she's so involved in the brand. She's even made her packaging for people.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Wait. Is that open? Okay, but is that real? There's like this thing that was going around about that. It was a conspiracy. When did they say that? She never said that. When did Rare Beauty say that was made for people that can't open things like that?
Yeah, have a hard time like opening things.
Yeah, when was that a thing? There's a conspiracy.
There's
a conspiracy. But for me, the reason I like it is because, is he talking? Sorry, hello?
So it does say, is Rare Beauty owned by Kendo, Sephora, LVMH, L'Oreal? And it says they've confirmed that they're an independent company.
You're independent.
Yeah.
No.
They're an independent company. That's what Tyler just said.
So Rare Beauty is its own.
So it says.
Oh, that's cool.
Thank you so much, Tyler. Check in. 1-2, 1-2.
I'm giving Selena a 1, though.
I'm still giving a 1. Even, I mean, obviously the fact that she's self-invested, I mean, I don't, there's definitely an investor.
Yeah.
You cannot convince me that not. Selena put up her own money to create it.
Right.
I think there's definitely a team behind it going on. But what I liked about it, because one, when it launched, the reason it was iconic status for me immediately is because it was super inclusive. There was super, super great products that launched with it.
Off her first launch, I had multiple products that I absolutely loved.
Yeah.
And just like, she's like collabing with YouTubers. Yep. She's like,
she's involved.
She's so involved, uh-huh. So heavily involved. Talks about it all the time. I appreciate it. I like it.
I do too. I think that's fantastic. I think that when you're that involved, see, I think the involvement for me
is such a big
is a
deal.
Huge part that where I'm giving ones.
Exactly.
It's what's giving me it's ones because I feel like when I see them, it's iconic.
I think that's because me and you have put so much work into our own brands.
We know, like, we know how hard it is.
It's really hard.
It's really hard. Especially imagine like a celebrity who has like so much other stuff going on too. So I would say, yeah, again, iconic status. I loved her stuff. I don't really like the foundation. It just didn't work for me. I feel like it set on me really, really strange. It. Really?
Well, you know, I like some
I'm also very porous.
Yeah.
So I'm a textured girl myself. And I just feel like it didn't sit on me nicely.
She's like, honestly, at first I was like, is this the cash grab? Because again, I was saying she's like not known for specific makeup looks. Yeah. Like Gaga is.
Right.
And like Kim is. Kylie.
Halsey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Halsey. Mm-hmm. Exactly. She's really impressed me.
She's impressed me too. The brand overall has really, really impressed me.
I see and where she's going
I'm
with
like,
it.
Okay.
And I like what she's
doing. I'm on board. We I really am you, on board Selena. For it. But before we go into our next dive in, we're going to take a quick little short break and we'll be right back. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever. And it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century. And that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know, I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars, because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FOOL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes. Hey guys, so we're back.
We're back in the Rouse Our Build.
Hi.
Hey.
And there was nothing there. So we are back, and quick little update on the Seed Spatz situation. Seed is the sister company, and Spatz is the lab.
For Rare Beauty.
No. For Kylie Cosmetics back in the day.
Oh, we're back at Kylie.
Yes, we're back at Kylie. This was the Kylie Kim situation. So
sorry.
Seed is the overall company, and Spatz was the lab.
Got it.
That's what we were confusing ourselves with.
Cool.
Oh, and yeah, and Rare Beauty is, yeah, they got investors, and investors we are the ones that acquired. Yeah, investors are the ones that kind of acquired and, you know, did like that kind of whole thing. They built up the money for it, and they did the brand themselves.
Got it.
Yep.
All right, J-Lo Beauty.
J-Lo Beauty. This is a good question. Okay. 1, 2, 3, reveal. Ooh, okay. You gave him a 3. I gave him a 2.
I have a point to make.
Cool.
I've bought one product from J-Lo Beauty and I've really enjoyed it.
Okay.
So you're like, why did she get 3? I'm talking overall the brand.
Okay.
J-Lo is such an iconic person who is known for makeup looks.
Yes, and glow. And
she is known for it. So I was excited she came out with it. It's been crickets.
Yeah.
I haven't really heard about it much. No press, no advertisement. Like, I'm so confused.
And, like, I don't feel like she's as involved.
I don't either.
This is one of those as involved ones for me.
I feel like she's not involved.
Like, I'm sure she was like, okay, I want to have, like, olive oil and stuff. Like, I know that's, like, a big thing for her. Olive oil and stuff like that. And I'm sure she included that in some of those things. But after that, I haven't really felt like it's been so involved.
Publicly not involved.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Like, of course,
like, I forget she has a brand.
Like, advertisement occasionally using it, but I literally don't even think about it.
Same.
I forget completely.
I completely forget.
That's why I say it needs work, because it's like she is like an icon.
She's a legend.
It should be a number one.
Yep, agreed. And it's literally her name's in the fucking brand.
I know.
J-Lo Beauty.
And the product is good. It's just like the marketing behind it isn't there.
Yeah, I agree.
It needs work.
Could be better. Definitely could be better.
Victoria Beckham Posh Beauty.
Reveal. I gave a 4 and Laura gave a 3.
All right. Thoughts on your 4?
The reason why I give a 4, and that basically it's for me, it's just like not a huge fan, is because the price point is so high. And like, I get that she is a very like well-known high-end kind of person and posh. Like, I get that. But the price points are so shockingly high.
Give a price point.
I'm talking like a palette is like $75, like for like 4 shades or something crazy. Like that. I'm not even kidding. I'm literally going to look it up
for 4 shades.
I'm not kidding. Victoria Beauty.
Posh Beauty?
Is it Posh Beauty?
I think so. I think that's the name.
I think it's literally Victoria Beckham Beauty.
Oh,
like,
just
that's
kidding.
Literally what it is. But I'm going to look up the eye makeup. I'm going to show you guys what I'm talking about. But it's, and I get that it's a higher brand. I understand that. I'm fully, fully aware. But even so, I know how much things cost to make. And I think that's like, okay, so it's, for 4 shades, a little quad, $56.
Good Lord.
For 4 shades.
That's insane.
So for me, like, I just don't, I'm not cool with it. I'm very not cool with it. I think it's ridiculous, especially as someone who has a brand for a living, who knows about costs.
It's a ripoff.
I think it's a ripoff personally. So I think Victoria is amazing and I think she's cool and I've met her and she's been so sweet to me, but like.
I've met her too. She's really nice.
Super, super nice.
But
this is about the brand.
That feels cash grabby to me.
To me, it feels cash grabby as well. And it's like, she did collaborations with Estee Lauder. Mm-hmm. And like, I think that's kind of what made her kind of go into wanting to do her own brand. But when you start to get into the point where you're charging $56 for 4 shades, I'm not cool with that.
Yeah.
And that's just my personal opinion. You know what I mean? This is all about my personal opinion.
I completely agree with that.
That's me.
Last one, LC, Lauren Conrad.
Lauren Conrad. Okay. I actually don't know much about this.
Me either.
I'm putting a three.
And I do feel, okay, I could be wrong in saying this because I don't know much, but from the outside looking in, it does feel cash grabby because I feel like Lauren, again, is someone who's not known for her beauty, not known for her
looks.
Makeup,
all that stuff.
She did blogging and then she came out with a makeup line when the iron was hot. She struck.
And like, she's also like, she has like, I know she has a clothing line.
Yes.
That's been very successful and that's done very, very well in Kohl's.
Very successful.
And so I'm like, okay, well, see, that I can see and I can understand. She's like a blogger and I can get it. But when it comes to like the beauty stuff, I just don't see her as being this like beauty icon.
Right.
So I think for me, that's what makes me feel also cash grabby. And that's
little
giving me very number 3. And also like, in general with the line, I just feel like it could
be
better and more elevated because I don't really hear about it ever.
I feel like they try to do what Rare Beauty did.
Yeah, I think so too.
But it didn't quite hit the mark.
It didn't land.
The
aesthetic kind of gives me the same vibes.
Same vibes.
Like that nudes and like very like soft and very neutral, that vibe.
Natural.
Yeah.
But I feel like, yeah,
they it does give strike. Me a little cash grabby vibes.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. Well, that is it on ranking. So now we're going
to period.
Period.
I love it. I love that we did that.
We're going to talk a little bit about brands you may not know about that are coming soon from celebrities.
Oh, I'm excited about this. We wrote this down the other day, and even I was like, wait, you're joking. Like, they're not coming out with the line. Kanye's one of them.
Let's talk about that first.
Honestly, huge cash up to me. By the way, you guys, random side note, me and Laura are not the gatekeepers of fucking beauty brands. We don't give a fuck. Like, do whatever you want to do. Buy whoever you want to buy. This is just our personal opinion as beauty vloggers who have been in this space for over 7 years.
I mean, this talk is going on online. It's getting really big. People are getting happy about it. They're getting frustrated about it. So we just thought we'd do an episode and give our personal opinions on it. These aren't facts.
Yeah.
And you're allowed how we feel. You could be like the biggest fan of Kanye and like at the edge of your seat waiting on this line. Mm-hmm. But as people who have been in the beauty industry for a long time, this is our opinion.
It's always going to be our opinion, and full coverage is about us two fools covering things.
And that's what we're going to do. So yeah, Kanye has trademarked.
What was it? Is it like West Beauty?
Yeah.
And, wait, wait, no,
I think
no.
it's West
Beauty. Is it really?
I'm looking.
Or is it like, what's the thing that he, Yeezy, it has to be like Yeezy Beauty or something like that.
Oh, wait, we didn't say.
Regardless, he's coming out with a makeup line.
And he trademarked for like foundations.
Should we just say yes or no? Like if we're ready for, if we want to have it. I would say no.
No. Scarlett Johansson, no.
I would say no.
No.
Makeup? Is she going to be a makeup line or a skincare line?
If it's skincare, I'm here for it.
Skincare, yes. Makeup, no.
No. R-E-M Beauty. Ariana Grande is coming out. It's a hard yes. She's known yes for her makeup. Glam girl. She's known for her looks.
Yep.
It makes sense.
It makes sense to me. I love it. I'm ready for it. I want it.
I'm rooting for you. Oh, we didn't mention Becky G with Translucent.
It's a very unique name.
Yeah.
But okay, I will say Becky, like, she, again, glam girl.
Glam girl!
Who is all about the glam.
And she
does her own makeup.
There you go.
Like, she has, of course, a makeup artist that helps her too. But she is involved and she is in it.
This is what I'm talking about.
And I fucking love it. Because I just did a collaboration with her.
She's amazing.
And just kind of hearing about her story, she would wear full beat to school when she was in elementary school. And her mom would, like, let her be, like, just express who she wants to be.
I love that.
And like for me,
she's a glam girl. You can tell she's involved.
I love it. And
it
she's
all
involved.
Makes sense.
So I really like it. I'm here for Miss Becky G's brand.
Cardi 100%. B with Barty Beauty.
Loki, I really want to see what it
is. I'm really down. Cardi is like a glam girl. I'm down. I'll support it.
It's like Megan Thee Stallion coming out the brand. I'd be like, please.
Megan, where's
like,
yours?
I'd be like, baby, where's the brand? I need to see it.
Barty
like,
Beauty, when it comes out.
I'm getting it. I'm down for it. It's a yes for me.
I'm honestly like, Cardi, when are you going to come out with more stuff? You're so freaking hot and relevant.
I'm like,
I want more.
Be the face of more things. Like, yeah, I want more. I agree.
I completely agree. Cardi. I love her Instagram.
I love her.
Hailey Beauty with Road Beauty. Hailey Bieber. Sorry. Hailey Bieber. Road Beauty.
Because Road's her last name, right?
Middle name.
Say for me, it would probably be a no.
I feel like skincare would be better.
Okay. If she's coming out with a skincare line.
That'd be cool. But it's like, Road Beauty. So I think it's going to be makeup. Mm. I would say no for me. She's in a big contract with Bare Minerals,
right now. Yeah,
which makes sense because like, maybe she'll do like something like Selena.
And she does very like that soft glam and she does it so well and she's beautiful.
She's so pretty.
Shockingly beautiful.
But she's not known for her
but
makeup
I don't think
looks.
She's known for her makeup.
She's not a glam gal. She's more of a natural beauty.
Yeah, so it's
we
a no
love
for me.
To see skincare. Gwen Stefani coming out with paint. P-8-N-T. Gwen Stefani.
You know, she is a glam girl.
Huge glam girl. So for me,
I would love to see it. I'm intrigued.
If she doesn't have a red lip.
Oh, I mean, of course she would.
She better.
Do you remember when she did a collaboration back in the day with Urban Decay? Like,
I do.
Literally like years and years and years and years ago.
What did you think about it?
It was okay.
It was okay.
I wasn't like obsessed. And so I'm hoping that this is a much more elevated version.
Me too.
Of what's going on. But I can see that it would be bomb.
I can too. I'm down for it.
I want
to
see it.
I listened to Gwen Stefani, like, dude, no doubt, absolutely. On repeat. Whenever she did more solo work, I would say I didn't listen as much. But I'm like the biggest No Doubt fan ever.
So I'm
rooting for her.
Me too.
Kourtney with Coco Collection.
Kourtney Kardashian?
Mm-hmm. The thing is, I don't know if she trademarked that to collab with Kylie, and it's one of those collab situations, which they're considering, or it's its own brand. Their own brand, or is she actually going to come out with like Coco Collection cosmetics?
I think that, so it was, it's a yes and no for me. Mm-hmm. Yes, because Kim and Kylie have brands, and like, why would not she? Like, she should be able to come out with
she's
them too.
Just obviously, she's just as glam,
and she glams just like they do. So I would say yes in that aspect, but I'm like very intrigued to see. I was like, it would not be the same exact shit as I would see like Kim doing.
I would love to see something completely different.
Me too, and that's kind of why where I'm like, huh? It would have to be like pretty different, don't you think?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So it's a yes or no.
I see. It's a yes. If she does it right, it's a yes.
Yep.
If she makes it another Kylie Kim brand, I'm done with it. Same. It's a no. All right. So let's briefly talk about when it goes awry.
When it can go awry. You know, it it can, which it can. You know, obviously celebrity brands, celebrities are notorious for getting into scandals, as are, of course, influencers.
Are we? Are
as our influencers?
Since when are influencers problematic?
I don't know.
I can't relate to that. I've never heard of a situation that makes sense.
Same. But we want to kind of talk about KVD Beauty.
Yeah.
Which was previously known as Kat Von D Beauty.
So Kendo, again, that notorious investor for the big names. Kat Von D was really popular. I would say she's like less popular now because she's gotten in so much trouble, but was huge.
Humongous.
And they created.
And especially in the ink space, like the tattoo world, very that.
And I would say at the time when they first came out, it was one of the best done brands.
Oh my gosh. And it was so unique. God, and like she would fucking do art for her brand. Like she was so entranced and so enwrapped in the brand. And she, again, I also think that she was a big blueprint for a lot of other brands Like I do think that was like
she was
invested. And like, honestly, if it was back in the day, I would have given her a one.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, for like iconicness, because it really, really was. But now she is no longer part of the
brand. She came out with so much unique stuff that was kind of odd sometimes. It was like tattoo foundation and stuff that was so thick, but yet was so successful.
Yep.
Incredibly successful. Mm-hmm. Really good high quality makeup.
Yep.
Everything was amazing. She went off, I don't want to say the deep end, but.
The rails?
The rails.
I would say off the rails.
Off the rails.
Because, you know, there had just been so many different things that Kat had gotten into with like, you know, anti-Semitism even. Uh-huh. There was like anti-vax. Like there was so many different things that she was like standing for that people were like, this is like actually fucking psychotic.
And they could not, like,
this is not
support
okay.
the brand.
And they couldn't support the brand.
So they bought her out essentially.
I'm assuming that's what happened. We don't technically know for sure, but
there's
no way they didn't. They definitely bought out to be able to still use KVD, I'm assuming.
KVD Beauty. And now it's like Vegan Beauty.
Kindness.
Vegan Beauty.
Vegan Beauty.
Yeah, I feel like they had to do what they had to do with that.
Yeah.
Like they had to finesse that. There's something.
It's like KVD also might be standing for those like Roman numerals for something else too.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure what it is fully, but they've completely, like they haven't, you can't say it's a rebrand fully because it still has KVD.
And it's very identifiable as the same brand.
Totally. But the thing is, I actually really like that they are taking it in this route.
Me too.
And I'm so for it. Like I honestly wasn't a huge KVD user when Kat was part of it as
much. I wouldn't touch it because I'm like, dude,
I don't want to do it. But now they've like come out swinging, come out with like, I mean, the Good Apple Foundation went viral.
Or their freaking blushes.
Oh,
they're so
honeysuckle.
I will say this,
honeysuckle. Baby, she's the one.
They probably did the best job an investor, a brand could possibly do with X-naying her and revamping that brand.
Because also, when you think about it, this is the thing too. If you are coming out with, let's say you're getting rid of Kat, but you need it, you have all this packaging still left, you can't just scrap it all. That's like literally horrible for the environment.
Yeah.
And that's losing so much money.
Which makes me impressed with them that they didn't scrap it.
Yeah.
They went ahead and used the componentry and came out with the makeup. And a lot of people were like, oh, this is the same stuff, the same stuff. And they're like, we just kicked her out. We have to get rid of it.
Yeah. And we're like, and I'm assuming they're obviously going to get into the point where they're able to come out with new components and like do new things without her involved.
But you have to admit they did such a good job with like kind of rebranding it.
I think right now, like they just come out with some palettes recently that I wasn't a huge fan of.
I think I tried those.
Like the aesthetic of them. Okay. I didn't really try them. It was aesthetic I wasn't really loving. But I think that they're going in a good direction. And I genuinely want the best for them, because for them to listen to their consumers, be like, okay, I'm going to get rid of Kat. We're going to get rid of Kat. We're going to buy her out and we're going to continue with the brand and we're going to do the best that we can do. I love that. Like that's literally them listening to their consumers' like concerns.
How do you think Kat feels about seeing the brand flourish without her?
I don't think she gives a fuck.
I kind of. She got paid out. I think she rode off into the sunset with her checks.
I think so too. I think she rode off with her millions.
She was so heavily involved. I think she really cared about the brand.
I think so too. I think that it would also hurt. Like if that happened to me, I'd be like, fuck. Like it hurts. You rode off at the sunset with your millions, but like that's still like your baby, or it was your baby for so long.
Self-evaluation time.
Yeah. Exactly. So I'm just starting to really think about, why was I kicked out of this brand again?
Why did this happen?
Why did this happen?
Yeah. That self-evaluation.
It's a little self-evaluation time. So there's it was. That. I'm just glad that they're doing better and they're thriving in their own way.
Yeah, me too. It's time. I'm happy. I think they're cool. I love it.
I love it, and I love you. I use their shit all the time.
So now I think we've pretty much wrapped up.
We wrapped up the segment. For the most part, we do think they're cash grabs. I'm sure.
Honestly.
For the most part, but honestly, we do love celebrities that are involved.
Okay, so now I think it's time for a little trivia.
Let's do it, you guys. We wanted to kind of do a little bit of a different segment at the end of it this time because we like to switch it up. We want to do secrets, you know, we want to do advice, but like we also like that the idea of doing some trivia would be so fun because like we're not the smartest.
Wait, speak for yourself. I'm just kidding.
Because it's just like, it's just random fun trivia.
There's a reason the show is called Full Coverage.
Because we're fools.
And it's spelled F-O-O-L, just to remind you.
Exactly. Rate, review, and like, we can, and what we're going to have doing, yes, you guys, by the way, why the fuck do we, like, we have 45K subs on our channel, which is amazing. Thank you guys so much. But we're getting over 100,000 views on each video. Why
just
aren't y'all
on
subbing?
Our videos, that doesn't even count our views on Spotify and Apple.
Exactly. So why the fuck aren't you guys subbing?
Go sign into your account.
I'm going to need y'all to sign in. And I'm going to need you to subscribe. We love you, but we honestly appreciate all the love we've been getting. It's like we are so happy.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, we're going to do this. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll just do it. Fuck it. Tyler, give us the first question. Hit us with the first trivia.
Do you guys want to share the headset together?
Do we want to share the headset together?
No,
we don't.
Okay. So just Manny's going to read it off?
I'm going to read it off.
All right,
yep.
So we have... What is the category we want to go with? We have general, ooh, food category. And drinks, entertainment.
Let's do entertainment.
And they have a funny section too. So.
A funny section?
Yeah.
We should do a funny and entertainment section. That's all what right,
we'll start with
okay.
funny.
Okay.
How's Laura going to hear this? Are you going to just
I'm going to say it out loud again.
All righty. What is a duel between three people called?
What is a duel between three people called?
Do we get an A, B, and C?
No.
No, we do not.
I don't even know what to write.
See, but okay, I didn't know. Okay, wait. What is a duel between three people called? Okay, for me, I'm gonna write down my answer. Okay. I'm thinking. Okay.
I don't even have an answer.
I have an answer. My answer is that a duel is two people only, and there's no such thing as a duel of three people because duel is two.
Oh my God.
What was it?
You are incorrect, sir. It's called a truel.
A truel? It's called a truel.
I hated that so much.
I'm gonna fucking right, scream.
Next question.
I can't believe it. I thought it was onto something.
In the state of Georgia, it's illegal to eat what with a fork?
In the state of Georgia, it's illegal to eat what with a fork? Wait.
I feel like we need A, B, and C.
Okay,
well, I'm gonna write mine.
Okay, I'm writing wings.
I'm writing pizza.
Pizza. Tyler, what is the answer? Give it
you
to us.
You are both incorrect. It is fried chicken.
It's fried chicken. Why was I low-key wanting to answer fried chicken?
Wow, that's so
But that's random. Why I just put wings and sex. I'm like, oh, it's going to be that. Wait, it's illegal to do that? Like, how in trouble
that
would
makes
we
no
get?
Sense.
Like, how in trouble would we really
that
get?
Makes no sense.
What was the first toy to be advertised on television?
First toy to be advertised on television ever?
How would I know that?
We won't, Laura. That's the whole point.
I need A, B, and C so I have a shot.
Okay, I have an answer. Let's see yours. This is going to be... We're going to just guess. We're going to assume. We're going to try.
Tricycle.
A Beanie Baby.
Girl, Beanie Baby came out in the 90s.
Mr. Potato Head.
What?
Babe, can you give us...
Mr. Potato Head?
Give us A, B, and C.
Laura needs real help as to why I haven't answered a single question. Right.
That's not
these
how this
are too
website
far gone
is.
For me.
What?
That's not how this website is set up.
It's not
it
how
it's
set up.
Answers.
I don't
it just
care.
Gives
can
no,
you make
Laura.
Up an A, B, or C, please?
All right, you ready so for the good. Next one?
Next one, yes.
Manny, you should be able to get to us someone. What are the names of Cinderella's stepsisters?
What are the names of Cinderella's stepsisters? Is the next question. Fuck, I don't fucking
I don't know.
Know.
I know there was something
meanie one and meanie two.
And it was something duh, like Cinderella. It was like, I don't want to say the word Griselda, like, but it was like
Deborah.
Yeah.
No, it's not Deborah.
Just tell us.
Look, actually, I don't know. I actually don't know. I can't answer that. What
is it? You're not going to write anything down?
No, I don't know.
Okay. You guys were close, though. Drizella.
Drizella.
I told you it was Griselda Anastasia. Or something.
And Anastasia.
I wouldn't have gotten that one, but I remembered one.
Drizella. I feel like I was kind of getting into that, like, Deborah, Drizella. Like, yeah. That's, like, kind of close.
If we combined our answers.
We still would have been wrong.
It would have been wrong.
Okay, Tyler, the next one.
All right, moving on to sports trivia.
Sports trivia? Please kill me.
We'll do general trivia.
General trivia, yes. We'll do general trivia. Please,
all right,
God.
I swear to God, if you guys don't get this one.
Okay.
What does WWW stand for on a website browser?
On a website. Browser. What does
everyone knows that.
Okay, do they though? I put World Wide Web.
That's what it means.
Ding ding
Tyler,
ding.
Is that right?
That is correct.
World Wide Web.
Good job, you guys got one.
I think it's easy one.
But see, it took me so we need easier trivia like this.
We need easier trivia.
But see, I didn't even it took me a second to realize that that's what it was. Not gonna lie.
Okay, you guys want to go with the history one?
No.
Yeah,
let's
you
go
do.
General.
You're gonna be
general,
able to get
it's
under
Tyler.
General. It's under general.
Okay, fine, yes.
What countries made up the original Axis power in World War II?
What country? Say it again, baby. I don't know what the fuck that is. What countries
made up the original Axis powers
made up the original
in World
Axis
War
II? Powers in World War II.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Original Axis powers?
What countries?
Why would he ever read that
in
to
World
me?
War II?
Was I alive?
I'm going to say...
I think I got like a 64D in history. I specifically remember because that's a graduating pass.
I'm going to say... The U.S. of A.
I like that one.
I'm gonna
but
say
isn't
US
it
of
more
a.
than one country?
Potentially.
So here's a little
I'm
hint. There
France,
was the Allied
US,
powers, and then there was
Canada.
The Axis powers.
Okay, so there's an Allied power, and then there's the against. Okay, I'm going to say USA, and I'm going to say Germany.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. What is it, Tyler?
Laura, does Laura want to write anything?
Laura, did you write anything?
I don't want to even participate in this.
Tyler, what is it?
It's Germany, Italy, and Japan.
Italy and Japan. I have one of the three
wrong.
History classes.
All of mine are wrong.
I got one of them right. I put Germany down. That was like low-key impressive.
US, Canada, France. They're all wrong.
Are we stupid? Like,
yes.
Genuinely. Are we fucking
genuinely,
dumb?
Genuinely, yes.
Okay, let's do two more.
Two more.
Give us two more. And
please
we're going to get them.
Don't read off war questions.
Anything but war, Tyler?
Please.
Okay, what geometric shape is generally used
for
stop signs?
For stop signs. I think I know this one.
Oh, I know.
One, two.
No. I'm almost ready. Okay. Hexagon.
Hexagon.
No.
Octagon.
Octagon.
Octagon?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
I thought it was octagon.
And then you put hexagon. I thought it was a hexagon. I thought it was six sides.
Okay, I feel like that was a more fun one that I could have potentially got. I wrote octagon, but then I scratched it out. I should have went with my first answer.
Your gut instinct.
My gut
actually was octagon, but I wrote
down
hexagon. I swear
you're
to you. My first thought was oct.
He thought it was a hexagon.
And I thought hex.
He definitely thought hex the first
time. Tyler, last question. You got to give it to us good.
All right, last question. Laura better get this one.
Laura better get it.
Which animal
Which
can be
animal
seen
can
on
be
the
seen
Porsche logo?
On the Porsche logo. Wait.
I may be wrong, though.
I'd not be wrong, too.
I could be
one,
wrong.
Two, three, go. Jaguar.
Horse.
Laura got it right.
Fuck! Why did I put... Who's a Jaguar?
That's a Jaguar.
Oh.
The brand Jaguar.
The brand Jaguar.
Wow. A Porsche is all
Am I an idiot?
Yes, man.
Horsepower.
I'm an idiot, dude. Now, why did I put a Jaguar?
I don't even...
Am I stupid?
It's a running horse. So does the
a
Mustang,
running
though.
Running horse.
The Mustang.
We should have kept...
Too.
Next time we'll do it, we'll be more like prepared. And we'll do like, we'll keep score.
Can we do A, B, and C next time?
Maybe we'll do A, B, and C's. We'll prepare it next time.
Some
a bit more.
I didn't even have an answer for.
We had no fucking clue whatsoever.
I was so far stupidly gone.
We were both gone. Like, I didn't even know what to say. I put Jaguar. Okay, so let's talk about that.
Well, guys, that's it for today's episode.
That's it for episode. Oh my God, is this episode five?
Five or six? I don't even
five.
Know.
Five. We're at episode five. Wow. Thank you guys so much for listening, you guys, by the way. We appreciate all the love on Full Coverage. Do not forget to rate.
Like,
subscribe.
And leave
a little review. We would love to see what it's about. It really, really helps us. Helps with the pod. We really, really appreciate it.
And we will catch you next time.
Bye, guys. We love you. Ma.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.